Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord Jesus Christ is the absolute Savior of His people. He has known them, He has loved them, He has purchased them. He has triumphed over death in their behalf. He has imputed His righteousness to them and their sin to Himself. He is presently revealing Himself to them. He is calling them. He has sent His Spirit to guide and comfort them. And He shall return to gather them to Himself. All of the glory belongs to Him. We have no interest in hearing or speaking any message other than one which speaks of an accomplished salvation for the sons of God in the person of Jesus Christ the righteous. Who are those to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed? They are those to whom the Lord is pleased to reveal it. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. If any man gains the knowledge of the Lord and the salvation wrought by his hand, it will be because he opens that man's eyes, and he shall accomplish exactly what he intends to do. The fact that he has been pleased to show men his salvation and give them an interest in it is evidence of his great mercy. What has or can any man do to deserve or earn it? Those to whom the Lord is not hardened or blinded are those whom the Lord has revealed his arm. Very few doctrines stir the ire of religious men any more than the doctrine of reprobation. Paul gives the example of this with Jacob and Esau, saying, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth." The arm of the Lord is revealed unto his people according to the time appointed by him. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me. O thou lovely, loving Savior, bless us with a solemn frame. Teach us now, henceforth, and ever, to adore thy matchless name. Give us, blessed Jesus, give us a sweet glimpse of thy sweet face. From all fretting care relieve us. Fill us with thy boundless grace.